FHE, trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Better than an amusement park. By Christopher, Jessica, Brianne, and Amberly Jackson. Our family arrived in Orlando, Florida late one Friday night. We were going to go to the big amusement park there. It has so many places to visit and rides to ride and things to do and see. But even though our passes included Sunday, we decided to keep the Sabbath day holy and not use the passes that day. We didn't visit any of the other nearby theme parks either. Instead, we decided to visit the temple. Our dad and mom looked it up on a map, and we searched until we found it. We were excited as we spotted it in the distance. The closer we got, the more beautiful it was. We felt good inside to be near a house of the Lord, and we felt an even greater warmth because we had followed the teachings of our Savior and His prophets by keeping the Sabbath day holy. The blessings we receive by choosing the right are much better than any fun at an amusement park. Note, Brianne, 5, Christopher, 9, Amberly, 3, and Jessica Jackson, 7, are members of Crystal Lake First Ward, Buffalo Grove, Illinois Stake. End of note. Fasting for Mom by Jeremy Madsen. My mom was sick. If she was sick, she couldn't lead the choir. I fasted for her to help her feel better. Fasting means not eating food during the day. This was the first day I ever fasted in my life. I didn't know what it would feel like. I was hungry. It was really hard to fast. But I didn't ask for food. I prayed for my mom, too. I wanted her to get better because I love her. After I fasted, my mom felt better. She was able to lead the choir. I think Heavenly Father hears my prayers, even when I whisper. Note, Jeremy Madsen, age 4, is a member of West Jordan Heritage 10th Ward, West Jordan Heritage Stake. End of note. Caring for One Another by Liz Linville. One day, Mom and I were looking for shoes that I could wear to church. We had looked in several stores, but I hadn't found any that I really wanted. As we turned to leave a store, I noticed an elderly woman with a cane. Pain showed on her face when she bent over to try to get a pair of shoes from the bottom shelf. I rushed over to her and smiled at her and asked if I could help. She stood up gratefully and smiled back at me. I got several pairs of shoes for her and waited patiently while she looked over each pair. When she was finished, she thanked me sincerely for helping her. I hadn't seen Mom come over to us, but the lady did. She asked Mom, "Is this your daughter?" She told Mom what I had done and expressed her gratitude. I felt warm and happy inside. Later, Mom told me that she could picture Jesus' eyes filling with compassion when he saw the elderly woman. She said that I was trying to be like Jesus. Even though neither the elderly woman nor I found shoes in that store, I found out that caring for one another is much more important. Note, Liz Linville, age 10, is a member of Duncan Ward, Victoria, British Columbia Stake. End of note. Example for My Little Brother by Tristan Nault. I really enjoy school and the time I get to spend with my friends. Sometimes I think it would be nice to have even more friends to play with. I got an invitation to a friend's birthday party. The only bad thing about it was that it was on a Sunday. I told my friend that I'd go to church on that day. I decided to take him his birthday present on Monday. I know that Heavenly Father wants me to spend the Sabbath day with my family, doing activities that are going to help me know more about the gospel, and that will teach me how to be a better example to my little brother. I am trying to be like Jesus Christ. Note, Tristan Nault, age 7, is a member of the Devon LeDuc Ward, Edmonton, Alberta, Millwood Stake. End of note. End of Trying to be like Jesus.